Today's meditation. Be still and know that the I that is yourself. What does it mean to be still or stay still? We often hear these words, and especially during our spiritual walks. I will be using these words during our time together today. And we all know that Scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God." To be still or stay still is to see the fallacy of thoughts and all the commotion that pursues them, and not to be led to follow them. Or, when you come to realization you are following them, to leave them and return to being still. To be still does not mean to have no thoughts, but to see through them without judgment to the truth of your being. To be still is to remain as you are, without the mind moving after the thoughts or weaving stories to fit an emotion or feeling. To remain in the restfulness of being. Be still. Hello and welcome. First, find a quiet place for our moments together today where you will not be disturbed. And now, let's get the body comfortable. Find a comfortable chair where the body can just settle into it unattended. Turn your attention to the breath, easily coming in and easily going out. Now bring your attention to the body and just be aware of the body without thoughts and without comments. Just witness it as it comes into the state of resting, just being at rest. Be still. Watch another breath come in and go out. And also notice the awareness of the body resting and relaxing. Be still in this awareness. Take another conscious breath and be aware that you are the witness to these experiences, but you yourself is doing nothing. To witness or to be aware does not require thinking or commenting or analyzing or making judgments. And being aware is the realm of being and not doing. for it is your very nature to witness. It is your very nature to be aware. And today, we are looking for the reality of being consciously aware, which is the state of self-awareness. Now, let's take a look within. So for these moments, I would like you to just leave the outer world alone, to turn within and follow me. And for this moment in time, I would like you to pretend there is a door before you with a chair on either side. And I would like you to also set aside for these moments the past. Just set any thoughts, feelings, or emotions, any memories, anything of the past, on the chair at the left of the door. And now, lay aside any thoughts or projections for tomorrow. Any to-do lists you may have. Any ideas or problems you feel are looming in the future. Just set those thoughts on the chair to the right of the door. Just for now. You can always take them back later. Now, step through this door that is always open, just beyond all of the thoughts of past and future, just beyond all thoughts of separation and duality. Just beyond that ongoing thought of, I'm not there yet. Or the thought, I need more time to understand these things, then I'll be awakened. Or, I have not yet attained a high enough level. These are the usual thoughts you pick up in an attempt to see power in an ego, to see power in a false identity, to see power in an idea of separation. Stay still. These are only thoughts. Thoughts without substance or power. Be still. Be free. Stay still. Stay here with me, where I am. If thoughts rise up, just let them rise and let them pass. Be still. If feelings arise, let them rise. And let them pass. Stay still. If emotions rise up, let them rise and let them pass. Stay still. You are witness to all things arising and to all things passing. Stay still and let this realization come to rest within you. There truly is no you that is a body. There is no you that is a mind or a product of thoughts and thinking, feelings and emotions, or past experiences. These are all witnessed within the infinite field of your being. But you are not what is witnessed. Be still. You are the witness to the body experience. You are the witness to the mind experience. But you are neither the body nor the mind. Yet you are aware of them as you are aware of all things that rise in your consciousness, that rise up to your conscious awareness. And even as you are aware of all that is, you eternally remain as you are, the witness to the experience of life eternal. Be still. Are you not now witnessing this quietude of presence? This serene quality of being? Witness what is here where I am. Serenity. Tranquility and peace. Peace from thought and peace from mind. This is your natural state of being. This is I, present. This is yourself. Is it not obvious that there is no place you can be where you are not the presence of awareness? Even in the idea of being a separate person, you are still present as the witness to that experience. It is only your attention to thoughts of past or future, taken in as some kind of truth, that draws your attention, your awareness outward, away from yourself, away from serenity, away from tranquility, and away from peace. It is not that this natural state of yourself has gone anywhere. You have only turned your witnessing outward and have mistaken your immortal, invisible self for something visible, like a body. That is all. You are what is here within, standing as witness. Be still and know that the I that is in this moment witnessing a very breath is the only self that is. There is no other self seeking to know itself. Be still and know that I am present. Be still and know I am existence itself. Be still and know I am. And now, as we return to witnessing the five senses once more, you may pick up all that was laid on the chairs, or pick up a little of it, or leave it all. But be aware that no matter what is picked up, and no matter what is left behind, you remain as you have always been, the eternal, unborn, formless self, the one that is the one. Be still. Om Namaste.